Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we got an outstanding show coming up for you tonight, but we want to start by thanking some of the sponsors to help make the show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, and Patriot Roofing, as well as our great friends out at Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens.
And, of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And remember, the show is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. And we'd like to thank Mike for calling in right as the show kicked off. We appreciate you listening and all your friends listening and appreciate the kind words. But, hey, you can also check us out on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. If you like to listen on demand, our regularly aired shows are up via podcast on most of the major podcast sites. Just search Scuttlebutt or SBN. And if you like to listen to Tom's Tirade on demand, you can do that at castbox.com. Again, if you subscribe, you'll get notifications when additional shows are loaded. You also check us out on Facebook, post a lot of good information there. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And we do have a packed show for you tonight, so if we can't get to everything or you'd like more information, you can always check out the stack at scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics du jour. Later on SBN, we will be joined by Ms. Noelle Black from the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk and Brooke Thomas from our friends at Gardberg and Kimberly. They'll be sharing some information on a very important upcoming event. We'll also chat with Mr. Bob Coniglione with the 40th annual Salute to the Military coming up next week on the Mississippi coast. And what can veterans expect from the new law signed by President Trump on the Veterans Choice Program? We will talk about it. Also, a new report out, Tom, says that one-third of our nation's youth are too fat to fight, too fat to join the military.
How long did it take him to figure that out?
Well, you know, I guess maybe it's the combination of the video games and the junk food. We'll give you the details, and we'll tell you what the military is looking to do to solve the problem. Also, the VA is bringing back mandatory overtime to fight yet another backlog. It's kind of hard to believe. And Tom's Tirade, it's one of Tom's favorites, a great classic. Do you have a flag?
You have a flag.
You don't want to miss.
Yes.
But first, VA Secretary Robert Wilkie has been facing increasing pressure to allow Blue Water veterans access to care for ailments related to Agent Orange. And as we've mentioned previously on SBN, there's been a lot of pressure from some of the veteran service organizations that have been opposed to Wilkie's sort of hard line stance and looking at the medical facts that they currently have at the VA. But Congress has been receiving increasing pressure to move on this issue. And the sort of the back and forth on this, Tom, because we had covered it a couple of weeks ago, the fact that Wilkie was kind of taking, he was standing firm, and that Johnny Isaacson, who's the chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, saying that he wanted to get something done. Wilkie went and appeared at one of the Veterans Affairs Committee meetings last week, and Isaacson is saying that he wants to work with Wilkie to find a solution to extend VA disability benefits and health care to these Blue Water veterans from the Vietnam, Navy veterans from the Vietnam War. But Wilkie wasn't necessarily prepared to buddy up to Isaacson, at least not at this point. In fact, he didn't even mention the House passed Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act in his oral statement. He, in his written testimony, now Wilkie, he reiterated opposition to extending benefits for up to 90,000 aging Blue Water Navy veterans and survivors, saying the VA's, quote, commitment to science and an evidence-based approach to creating or expanding Agent Orange presumptions should be maintained. And I think that's where the sticking point is, Tom. If you look at the details, there was a study done by the Australian Navy, or on the Australian Navy, and they had found a connection between the two. I think part of the problem is that the politicians are looking to try to find a way to get a benefit to the Blue Water Navy veterans. The problem is figuring out some way to pay for it, because the one of the proposals, the bill that passed the House, said that they were going to increase fees on certain loans, VA loans, to help offset the cost of providing these benefits. And now you have veteran service organizations that are coming out saying, well, no, we don't want them to charge any extra. So you have to find the savings somewhere else.
No, we don't need to take money out of one pocket to put it in another pocket, to make all this happen. But, I'm seeing here where they say that they're going to pay for the veterans that were exposed to Agent Orange. So now, if they're going to do the Blue Water deal, how are they going to define when they were exposed or not exposed? You know, come on.
Well, and that's part of the challenge. You have when Wilkie starts citing medical reports, much of what he's saying, much of the evidence that he has, is that because the ships were far enough off of the coast, when they ran the water systems, that it would have basically dissipated, so there would not have been an effect. And remember, Sean, we talked about the in the aftermath of the nuclear reactor in Japan going critical and spewing nuclear fallout, but basically, or winds that were radiated,
right?
And
right.
We had ships off the coast then.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how those types of things progress as we go through this. There's certainly more to be done. There's evidence on both sides, but again, I think part of the problem, Tom, is simply how do you pay for it, and where do you draw the lines? Because even you have the American Legion, the VFW, the DAV, paralyzed veterans. They're saying, they don't believe that even if you get the benefits to the Blue Water Navy veterans, you shouldn't be imposing fees on other veterans, as you said.
Right.
So
no.
Then the question becomes, where do you go find the funding for it?
Right. Okay. Well, like they do everything else, Cal. When they need an extra damn $10 billion to redo the computer system that they've redone three times for $10 billion or $7 billion at a whack, they can find that. They can find it for our vets.
Well, they probably could. The question is, if in this revenue neutral kind of environment, what do they cut? And that's the problem, is that at some point they're going to have to cut if they're not going to raise additional revenue. But there's more in the stack if you want to read more on this story, and we'll follow it. It looks like they're moving in the direction of getting something done, but we will have to see exactly how it plays out. Hey, on the other side of the break, Mr. Bob Coniglione from the 40th Annual Salute to the Military. We'll talk with him when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our numbers, 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone, and check us out on Facebook. Lots of good information there. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And it is a privilege to be joined by veteran and patriot, Mr. Bob Coniglione, with the 40th Annual Salute to the Military. Bob, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here. Hey, before I say something about the salute, can I just throw a plug at the folks at the CB Base Health Clinic? That's where my PCM is, and I know you were just talking about health care, and I got to tell you, the folks at that base treat me like I'm their only patient. They are absolutely magnificent, and I love them. Pam Higdon, Debbie Siegel, and that's it. I'll leave it there. But I know everybody hates health care, but the CB base is so good at it, it's a shame not everybody has them. Let's talk about the salute now.
Well, and you know, Bob, when we talk about health care, one of the things that we mention is you've got some great folks that are there on the front lines working with our veterans every day. It's just as you get higher up into the management levels that they want to monkey with things. But ultimately, it's about taking care of our veterans that have earned the health care that they are currently getting. So great for you to give them a shout out there at the CB base. And I'm hoping that they will be listening, and they will be warmed by your words. But yes, back to the salute. Yeah, this is the 40th annual salute to the military. It's coming up next week, next Tuesday evening, the 16th. Bob, for those in our listening audience that may not be familiar with the salute to the military, give us the basics of what it is.
You know, after Vietnam, the people on the Mississippi Gulf Coast welcomed back veterans, as opposed to what some folks around the country did. And they held events, golf tournaments, small dinners, to basically send a message that, hey, we're not like the rest of the country. We appreciate you guys. And so in 1979, a congressman by the name of Trent Lott and a guy by the name of John McFarlane, and I'm sure a bunch of other folks, got together and they formalized this thing. And Trent Lott got, I think it was the chief of staff of the Air Force the first year to come down. And the salute from that point on has just been a staple event on the coast. This is our 40th year, and we've had members of the Joint Chiefs come down in like 37 out of the 40 years. We've had a member of the Joint Chiefs or a service secretary. And the two or three times where we haven't, they were last-minute replacements for something. So it's been a wonderful event. It brings high-ranking Washington, D.C. officials down here. And the best part is, active duty or reserve military in uniform don't pay to come to the event. Their tickets are sponsored by our corporate partners. And it's just a wonderful feeling every year when we give 300 or 400 tickets away to active duty or uniformed military personnel and a guest or spouse.
And it really is wonderful to see how the community comes out to support the event. As you mentioned, some of your corporate partners that are helping to pay for the tickets for our uniformed men and women. Who is the guest speaker for this year?
This year it's Admiral Charles Ray, who is the Vice Commandant of the Coast Guard. So he's probably a pretty busy guy right now, considering Michael. So in any case, he's our guest speaker. So we'll see him on Tuesday night. And Congressman Palazzo is the host. He has been the host for several years. And you know, one of the nice things Congressman Palazzo does is he carried on a tradition that was started by Congressman Gene Taylor. A long time ago, Gene invited our Community Leadership Award, which we call the Freedian Award, invited him to Washington for the State of the Union. And so for years, I want to say 15, 20 years, the winners of our Freedian Award go up to Washington, D.C. for the State of the Union, which is just incredible. The ones I've talked to after they've come back have just said it's the most incredible experience you can imagine.
And how is the recipient of that award chosen?
The local commands from around in the Mississippi coast and, you know, up a little bit in the state, they're allowed to nominate people. And then what happens is a group of senior enlisted from all the services get together, and a guy by the name of Doug Maxwell runs that, and Doug's a retired Navy Mass Chief. He does an excellent job. He just does this great. And they get all these people in a room, and they pick the winner. So there's no bias. There's no, you know, sway in the vote. You let the people that nominated pick the winner. And every year, or most years, we have a clear-cut winner, and it shows up in the scores.
And I've been there when you've when those winners have been introduced, and of course just to be nominated for it is a great honor, because these folks are not only involved on their bases, they're involved in the community, and they're looking to really further themselves in their careers, and it really is an outstanding award. I know you have some other guests that are normally there for the salute. Are they going to be around this year?
I think that number will be low, but I'll tell you, we're paying tribute to a couple of things. One is the 100th anniversary of the death of Second Lieutenant Kiesler. Obviously, we have a base named after the guy. And so we'll have a video running out in the atrium with all the military displays. And then we're going to pay tribute this year to Gold Star families. And we have about 14 Gold Star members coming. So we're going to pay tribute to them. Two in particular, Diane Moore, her dad was captured in Vietnam in 1965 in October. And then the last they heard was December. He never came home. They still haven't accounted for him. And so she's obviously a Gold Star family member. And she's going to help us with the POW MIA tribute as well. And then we have another one, and I'm not going to give her name out, but she's lost two husbands. I don't know how, you know, how much somebody can take, but she actually lost two husbands. So she'll be there with her daughter, and so we're going to try and treat them kind of special.
And are these Gold Star families that are from the local area, or are they coming from throughout the nation?
I'm sorry, I lost you.
Are these Gold Star families that are coming from the local area, or are they coming from throughout the nation?
Diane Moore comes from Keesler, and in Jackson, Mississippi, there's a Gold Star family coordinator, and so I reached out to him, and he reached out to his network, and then the Gold Star family people got to me. I would tell you the center of the Gold Star family program is up in Jackson, but I think Keesler has got a program as well. And I know Keesler's always going to be looking to make it better. So, we've got folks coming in from different areas.
Outstanding. That really is a great group to recognize and honor. Well, I know you mentioned that you have corporate partners, community partners that have helped to fund the event and take care of tickets for our service members. Are there any in particular that you'd like to mention?
You know, there are several that have been with us for years and years. General Dynamics, Northrop Grumman Mission Systems, Northrop Grumman, or not Northrop Grumman, I forget what the other one is called, and Patty's going to kill me now. PAE, Pacific Architects and Engineers, Mississippi Power. We have just corporate sponsors that are great. They buy themselves a table, and then they buy three more tables for us to give to military folks. So they're pretty terrific about stuff like that. So it's really, really a good, a fun thing. And like I said, if we need something, they will step up almost immediately, as soon as they find out we need something.
Absolutely. And we'll post to our Facebook page the posting from the Mississippi Coast Chamber about the event so that folks can see the sponsors. Where in particular can people go? Are there still tickets available at this point?
You know, we gave away our last ticket that's already sponsored, but there's 4 days left, and I don't know what the restrictions are for getting more tickets. But I'll tell you who you call. You call Ashley Butch at the Mississippi Coast Chamber of Commerce.
Outstanding. Well, Bob, we're coming up on the break. We appreciate you joining us and getting us up to speed on the 40th Annual Salute to the Military coming up next week. It's Tuesday the 16th at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum. We'll post information on our Facebook page. Bob, thank you again for all that you do. Thank you for your service. Now we may have lost him. On the other side of the break, we'll talk with Noelle Black and Brooke Thomas with the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk when we return to the Scuttlebutt.
This is my rifle. There are many like it, but this one is mine. My rifle is my best friend. It is my life.
I must master it as I must master my life. Without me, my rifle is useless. Without my rifle, I am useless.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us tonight on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM. Firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. If you want to listen on demand, you can check out our podcast of our regularly aired programs on most of the major podcast sites. Just search Scuttlebutt or SVN. And you can catch Tom's tirade via podcast on CastBox www.salutesalabama.com. Check us out on Facebook. I think the information on the salute is already posted there. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN.
I tell you, it's really neat to have these ladies here with us tonight, Cal. We have Ms. Noah Black with us, and she's going to bring us up to date on this awesome event in regards to the breast cancer walk that they are instituting from the Gardberg and Kimberly law firm here. And you are the chairman of this event?
I am. I am the chair for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk that is here in South Alabama, and it is held in Bienville Square, and it's going to be on October the 27th at 8 o'clock. And last year, we had over 8,500 participants and raised $197,000.
Oh, my goodness.
So this is my first year as chair, and so I'm trying to up the ante a little bit.
Sure.
And we had 266,000 women that will probably be newly diagnosed with breast cancer this year, and there will probably be 4,000 of those right here in Alabama. But, you know, there are men also, approximately 2,500 men will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year. So it's not just a women's disease.
Right.
And the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk is the largest network of breast cancer events in the nation that is a non-competitive walk that unites nearly 300 communities to finish the fight against breast cancer. This year, Gardberg and Kimberly is especially involved because of our Cure for Christine team, and we have donated $10,000 already to the fight by sponsoring the mission tent and check-in tent the day of the event. And we're going to have goodie bags for people and walkers in the mission tent if you want to stop by and get some information from our law firm and get some good breast cancer stuff, a bag and some goodies. And we're also in a challenge to try to get 100 walkers that will join us on our Cure for Christine team. And if they raise $100, the first 100 people that raise $100 on their team, Colin Kimberly, our partner and chief officer there at the office.
Great VA lawyer.
Yes, he is. Yes. He is going to match their gift up to that first $100 for 100 people.
That's awesome. Now, we talked about the event's going to be held at Bienville Square.
Yes.
Where are you going to walk? Where did they walk last time? I mean,
It's a 3-mile walk all through downtown Mobile, and it is just a walk. We have bands along the walk.
So it's no run. It's not a run.
Running.
It's a walk.
It is a family event. People bring out strollers, kids, wheelchairs, whatever you need to do. And you can cut it short if you need to. We will have all kind of stuff set up in Bienville Square. They'll have water along the routes. Like I said, we'll have bands. Palmetto Street's always decks out and does a big thing, and you know, it's a lot of fun.
It's unbelievable. Now, is it going to cost $100 to enter the walk?
The walk is completely free. It does not cost anything to sign up for the walk. We are just asking if you can raise $100. You can.
So, in other words, you could go, if I wanted to participate, I could go to some company. A group of guys, or our club, or our Mardi Gras club, or whatever. And then would they put up money for just how far I'm going to walk, or if I'm going to make it or not?
They could. You can make bets on that if you want to.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, we've done different things in our office and other law firms. You know, we paid $5 to dress down, and, you know, that does it. We're also having a bake sale next week at the office in Suite B4. That's going to be going on all week, and all the proceeds from that go to our breast cancer fund. We've, you know, had shirts that we have for sale right now that are on sale through October 17th of next week that are Cure for Christine.
Now they can come by the office over there at Gardberg's
office. They can come by the office.
Where is that located? And kind of give us a little rundown on the location.
Our office is 1015 Montlamar Drive, and it's Suite B4 in Mobile. Or they can call the office at 343-1111, and they can ask for me, Noelle Black.
Okay.
And we can get them the information on ordering a shirt, signing up for our team, or they can just sign up their own team for the walk. We do, you know, the $100 for the first 100 walkers is for our Cure for Christine team that is specifically for Christine Cumby.
Y'all doing that specifically for her.
Jeez.
So, in other words, for up to 100 people that can come up with $100 for the walk, whether they pay it themselves or their company pays it or their friends pay it or et cetera, then Colin will match that $100 up to 100 people?
Yes.
That's 10 grand.
I know. And the American Cancer Society makes it very easy.
That was pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
American Cancer Society makes it very easy.
Did you have to take the shoes off?
Oh, yeah. Do you have to take your shoes off? Can you walk barefooted or not?
I think he was talking about you counting.
Oh, well. Let's see now. Well, I did that
she
on
picks
my
up pretty quick.
I did that on the back of these notes that she gave me. That's the only reason that I could remember it. Yeah. My short-term memory, you know, it left last week.
But you can share it. They have an app that you can share it on Facebook, and we've had several people in the office just sharing.
Cal, I think they need you in this walk.
Yeah, we need all of y'all in this walk. Get out there and help us. We need, you know, veterans, men, women,
Do
everybody.
Do you have any
local
companies that are putting together a group from their company?
There's tons of teams. You can log on to HTTP. Maine.ACSEvents, and that is the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk. Okay. .org, and that's will tell you all of the sponsors, all the companies that are sponsoring the walk and that are have teams on there. There's tons of teams. They're all competing.
Do you remember any of them offhand? Was there some of the other lawyer groups that worked that did that last year that you know of?
Not off the top of my head, I can't recall. I know that we just had Citroen Law Firm that went casual with us last week,
okay,
and they raised, I believe it was $240 just
okay
for dressing down casual. And
That's at the office.
Mm-hmm. At okay their office, they had their employees pay $5, and then I think Mr. Citroen matched that, and they donated okay it to our team. I don't know that they have a team that's walking, but they did that, and we definitely appreciate it. And we had the Boone Law Firm also dressed down and made a donation, and
yep, I know the
and
moves.
Attorney Gil Layden, he also made a donation. Well,
are you interested in challenging some of the other law firms?
No, I challenge all of the other law
firms.
There
you go. Yeah, let's do it to
you
it.
Know,
come on.
We
come get out.
We have emailed and I have sent out letters to most everybody trying to get them on board and help us out. And, you know, if they want to make a donation or if they just want to dress down and do a casual day, I'll be happy to get them information about stickers, about how to do that, and posters, anything we have through the end of the month to raise the money. The walk is okay October the 27th. And, you know, like I said, most of this is in honor of Christine Cumby, who's our chief operating officer up at the firm for over 30 years.
Awesome
and
lady.
She's at MD Anderson right now.
She is right now.
You know, fighting triple negative breast cancer. And she's
mm-hmm
just an amazing
Well, you
Strong
know,
we,
I can think right off the top of my head. I talked to two guys that was over here today at the studio
mm-hmm
cutting some commercials, and both of their wives have had, you know, breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Christine has met both of the ladies, and, you know, being that they're from Mobile and maybe on Facebook and what mm-hmm have you. But it's just unbelievable,
right,
all the stuff that is going on with this.
Right, and it may not, you know, it could be your wife, it could be your mother, your sister, and, you know, with the amount of men that have been diagnosed lately, you know, 2,500 a year, that's a lot. So, you know, it could be yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and men don't check it like most
yeah
do.
So. Okay. Brooke, you want to give us a little bit of insight on some of this stuff? Since you are an attorney working with some of these cases, this is Brooke Thomas with the Gardberg and Kimberly Law Firm.
What we wanted to do is tie this a little bit into our VA practice. Of course, it's important in its own right, obviously, but there are a couple of areas where it particularly comes up in our VA practice, although I will admit it's not something you see a lot of. One is exposure to toxins, exposure to burn pits, particularly in the Middle East. Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom, all these folks who are exposed to burn pits. A lot of people have heard of multi-symptom unexplained illnesses there. They're trying to get service connection for. One thing that studies have maybe shown is there might be a relationship to various cancers, and breast cancer is one of those. And there have been cases, and I'm not saying it's necessarily easy. You need to find you a doctor who really understands toxic exposure,
right,
needs to understand what the basis of your background is for your breast cancer. But there have been cases where folks have been able to get their breast cancer service connected because of exposure to toxins, for example, burn pits.
Right.
Because we know there's a lot of nasty stuff.
Brooke, if I can jump in, you
sure,
also have
on
the Camp Lejeune water contamination.
Exactly,
sure.
And I was just about to get to that. Of course, a lot of people know that, like Agent Orange, the VA has presumptively connected several illnesses to Camp Lejeune and to exposure to toxic and contaminated water there. They have not presumptively connected breast cancer, meaning you can't just go in and say, I have service 30 days at Camp Lejeune, you know, give me service connection for that. They're not going to do that. But what they will do is they will offer you, and they are, must give you free health care for breast cancer.
Wait a minute. They're not recognize it as a benefit of disability and all, but they will give you medical treatment for it.
Yes.
If you can prove you were on the base.
Yeah. The requirements for Camp Lejeune are 30 days of active duty service there between January of 1957 through the end of December of 1987.
Got that covered.
So if you were there for 30 days, and there are lists, like I said, there are certain presumptive things, and there are lists if you go to the VA's website, they have these lists. Certain things you can automatically get service-connected compensation, disability compensation for. But then there's also another list that they will give you cost-free health care if you have those illnesses. And breast cancer is one of those illnesses.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. We're going to take a short break.
Well, Noel and Brooke, we want to thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for all of the information. We will try to post to our Facebook page links for that. But thank you so much for what you're doing. We are behind Christine 100%. So thank you for everything that you're doing. We might get Tom out there to limp his way around the course.
I'm gonna ride a scooter.
On the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on Do You Have a Flag when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
The recent tragic church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina has sparked debates in this nation on numerous topics in ways that few other tragedies could. Of course, the gun controller in chief, Obama, had to blame the event not on the maniacal trigger man, but on the inanimate lump of steel called a gun. Of course, Obama is from that long line of progressive left whose hearts lay less with the victims of tragedy and more with the heart of pushing an agenda. And, of course, in the immortal words of Rahm Emanuel, never letting a good crisis go to waste. So in the wake of the words of the community organizer-in-chief, many have begun calling for what Michelle Antoinette did in the early days of the campaign, a fundamental transformation of this country. Guns are no good, of course, and they should be removed from the hands of law-abiding citizens of the country because they are just too damn stupid to know how to use them. Except that they provide a constitutionally guaranteed right of self-defense for the millions who lawfully use their firearms to protect themselves. That they also guarantee a citizenry prepared to defend itself against an overreaching government is more likely the reason that Obama and the progressive choose to demonize guns and those who support the Second Amendment. Probably one of the most glaring ironies of the Charleston massacre is that South Carolina state law prohibits firearms in churches. You got that? They prohibit firearms in churches, a fact that seems to be lost on MSNBC advocates of eliminating the Second Amendment. And while the law may, on its face, seem to guarantee that churches will be a refuge of peace, the shooting only highlights that it is not law-abiding citizens who commit these heinous acts, but criminals who disregard the laws to commit their crimes. A fact not lost on the many who have commented that had one of the churchgoers been armed, the shooter would not have been able to reload for the five times that he reportedly did. Considering that the cult of personality in chief has not advanced any legislation on gun control in the aftermath, I would imagine that he realizes that even in the wake of such a tragedy, he would be on shaky ground to push gun control legislation in its ostensibly Republican-controlled Congress. Who says he is not pragmatic? The news of the Charleston shooting shocked us all. It was another example of senseless violence in a world that had seen far too much of it. Like many of the prior tragedies, the nation's attention turned, albeit briefly, to discussions of mental illness. And then, as time went on, those things left the headlines and life continued. Except in this case, even though the issues of treatment for mental illness and access to guns still exist, we have a new scapegoat. A flag. It's a convenient target, of course, and it's much easier to take a stand against a piece of history than it is to try and address the larger, tougher issues relating to violence and the growing race-baiting industry that we have in this country. It's easier for the politicians and the pundits and the public to rail against a flag, but it doesn't move us one step closer to preventing a shooting like Charleston from happening again. What it does do is widen the chasms that exist between blacks and whites in this nation. Just as the inanimate object known as a gun did not sprout hands and feet and walk itself into the Charleston church to kill 9 people, the Confederate flag was at best an unwilling co-conspirator in the act. One can only wonder if the outrage would be the same if the killer had posted pics on social media holding a hammer and a sickle, a flag of ISIS, or a pride banner. I somehow doubt it. And in the end, removing the Confederate flag from our national conscience will do little to stop the mentally deranged from committing acts of violence against others. It will, however, serve a political purpose for the Commander-in-Chief and those of his ilk while deepening the racial divide in this nation and just maybe stroking the fires of hatred in the next deranged killer. A sad but true commentary. Some have commented that it is time for the Confederate flag to go, become a museum relic. Major retailers are refusing to carry Confederate merchandise, and no surprise, corporations are running from anything to do with Dixie. Most are saying that the move has little to do with the killings, but rather the flag is simply too controversial and offensive to a small minority. Better to let it go than to stand up for an individual's freedom of expression. I only hope that those who are capitulating today on the Stars and Bars will remember that many in that same minority are joined by a growing group who have the same feeling about the Stars and Stripes. And mark my words, that one day, and it may not be in the distant future, there will be a cry to remove our national flag from the public square because it is a rallying cry for those who love what this nation once stood for. Before the transformation, just something to think about. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton.
Built up empires. We stole countries. That's what you do. That's how you build an empire. We stole countries with the cunning use of flags. Yeah. Just sail around the world and stick a flag in. I claim India for Britain. And they go, you can't claim us, we live here. 500 million of us. Do you have a flag? We don't need a bloody flag. It's our country, you bastard. No flag, no country. You can't have one. That's the rules that I've just made up.
Where's your drill sergeant, men?
Load up, sir!
Load up, sir! So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
Boom-shaka-laka-laka, 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 boom.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM, streaming live on ScuttlebuttNetwork.com, along with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple old Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and the fighting spirit to keep it. And we do want to recognize some of the folks that help make the show possible. Our sponsors, the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimmerly, and all the folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Patriot Roofing and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, that not only support the show, but support our veterans and their families out in the community. And, you know, Tom, just a couple of stories here because we're heading towards the end of the show. But as I mentioned, a third of American youth are ineligible for military service because of unhealthy lifestyles and rising obesity rates.
That's just hard to believe.
Once those interested, no, it's not. It really isn't. I outside of Scuttlebutt, deal with a lot of kids within the theater community, and you can't imagine the ones that I encounter that their best friend is their phone or their iPad or their YouTube or whatever. And they don't, I mean, how long have we been promoting get out and do some exercise to kids?
Right.
I mean, there was the presidential commission. Remember Arnold Schwarzenegger was in charge of, the certificates. I got one when I was a kid. If you could, do certain, if you could run and jump and do sit-ups and push-ups and all that kind of stuff, you got a certificate. And it's just not there anymore. And I think part of it is that, I mean, it's how do you push your kid out the door to go and get them to do stuff? I mean, goodness knows. I mean, back in your day, you probably never went inside and, you know,
no,
did anything.
No, we stayed outside.
In my day, it was, you know, go play. And then they'd call you back in. I'll say the military wants to try to promote a campaign to solve that. Don't know if it's going to work because we've been trying it for too long. Also, the VA is mandating 20 hours a week of overtime to kill the GI Bill backlog, Tom. It just never stops.
Isn't it unbelievable?
But anyway, hey, get out. It is. But do the breast cancer walk. That's going to bring us to the close of tonight's edition. God bless those in harm's way. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hurrah.